This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are at Rogers Campground for day number four of Somalia Fest and Shire Fest 2017. You can go to SomaliaFest.com, learn a little bit more about the event, but there's really not much that happens officially at Somalia Fest, except for the fest itself, which is just basically a group of libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists coming together and camping out in the most of beautiful places you could possibly imagine, Rogers Campground. We are outdoors recording the shows this year, whereas previous years at Libertarian Camping Festivals here, we've been indoors during our live hours. We're doing it completely differently. We're doing full pre-recordings of different segments throughout the day. That way it's easy to just grab a guest and, oh, come on over, let's interview you, and we don't have to do any scheduling and have guests canceling and forgetting that they were supposed to come. And it's really, I think, made the whole process a lot more enjoyable.
Yes.
We get to be out. Daryl Perry, by the way, joining us here. Hey, Daryl.
Yes.
Roger, Ian and Roger.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Like, yes. You've never done this before.
From the Lava Flow Studios, it's Free Talk Live.
Yes, I have never been on Free Talk Live in the Lava Flow Studios before.
But you have been in the Lava Flow Studios with your show a couple
times. I have.
So, yes, it's a little incestuous radio family,
right,
that we have here. And we're at Rogers Campground. It couldn't get more beautiful than this. The day's been fantastic. The weather is great. And it's, of course, the people that are the real attraction here. And that's what makes this event so wonderful, because, you know, we actually get to not be on the radio every night. So we actually have our evenings free for the first time ever. Because, you know, these are kind of like, for both of us, these are kind of working vacations.
Yeah, of course.
And you have fun. You have as much fun as you can, but you also got to get the work done.
Yep.
That needs to get done. But so we're able to kind of spread the work throughout the day now, and then have the evenings pretty much free, except whenever things break on my automation system like they did last night. And then I've got to, while a little buzzed, to try to figure out what has gone wrong. But anyway, that's part of the fun of a working vacation, I guess. So here we are. Today, as we're recording this at the wonderful Lava Flow Studios, thelavaflow.com. You can check out Roger's podcast there. Daryl, you came up a few moments ago very excitedly with some news about the Bitcoin controversy, the ongoing geek war behind the scenes.
I'm subscribed on the Telegram channel to news.bitcoin.com.
Oh, cool.
And whenever there's a new article that gets posted on that portion of the site, I wind up getting a Telegram notification.
Okay. And this is an app that you can have on your phone,
yeah,
your computer.
It's a messaging app. Right. There's a chat functionality. There's groups. And then you can have a channel, which is a one-way broadcast.
Right, right. For announcements from where?
Right. Announcements, new blog posts, new things on the website, whatever. Yep. And, again, I'm subscribed to that news.bitcoin.com channel, and one of the stories that came across as I was checking Telegram messages, 70% of the mining hash rate for Bitcoin has begun signaling for SegWit 2x, which is the agreement that was reached by Bitcoin miners at that consensus event a few weeks ago.
4 weeks ago now, yeah, I think. And for listeners that may be unaware, what's been going on behind the scenes, on the front, it looks like Bitcoin is alive and well. The price is fantastic. You know, I don't know what it is today, 2,600 something, maybe.
Somewhere around.
2,600 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin. Bitcoin being this decentralized currency that has taken the world by storm. It was the first one ever released back in 2009 by the anonymous Satoshi Nakamoto. Bitcoin's been amazing, and, somebody's just glancing or just now learning about Bitcoin, they're seeing the price, they're watching, they're looking at the charts, they're saying, wow, this is an amazing thing. And it is. It is. But there's an ugly underbelly right now within the Bitcoin community of these warring factions that have developed over the last 2 years in this kind of geek war over the future of how Bitcoin as software will be developed. And they've been fighting, and it's been getting dirty and nasty. And
it just goes to show that no matter what group of people you have, if it gets to a certain size, you're going to have those kind of divisions, those kind of schisms, without a doubt.
Right, and that's why I jokingly came up with Schism Fest for the weekend. Of everybody that wants to join Schism Fest is immediately kicked out. That way the group never gets too large.
Right.
But unfortunately, with Bitcoin, it's one thing when it's just a group of people of an interest, and then you just go start your own other group with interest. And you promote that. with Bitcoin, people's money is involved,
right,
and in some cases, a fair amount of it. And so obviously people who have Bitcoin don't want the value to suffer, so they're worried about the direction that it's going to go in the future. And one group says it should go in this direction with this SegWit, this segregated witness, which is some technology that's supposed to help the Bitcoin blockchain scale, meaning that it
right.
can handle more transactions per minute. And this other group says, well, no, you know, SegWit's fine and everything, but what really needs to happen is the block size needs to increase from 1 megabyte to 2 or 2 megabytes or more, and that would allow for more transactions per minute
as
well.
There are other groups saying, you're both wrong, we need to do this complete other thing. We need to have a user-activated soft fork to implement
or hard fork something.
Yeah. So SegWit. They want to do SegWit, right, but they don't want to do SegWit with the 2 blocks or the 2 megabyte blocks, which is what the agreement was of the consensus you mentioned. That's
right.
The SegWit 2X.
And the consensus agreement was based on, I believe, 80% of
83%.
The hash rate.
Yeah.
To where, you know, once we get 80% of the hash rate, then this gets implemented and this stays Bitcoin.
Well, you know, my issue with all of this is that I don't even hold any Bitcoin anymore. I move any time I get Bitcoin, because I take donations for the lava flow,
yeah,
I move it immediately to something else because
really?
I can't use Bitcoin anymore. I'm out
it's
here.
Too expensive.
Right. I'm out here where there's lots of people going to be taking crypto, and I've moved everything over to either Ether or Dash because those I can actually use here without having to spend an exorbitant amount of money.
Right. Right.
So either way, at this point, Bitcoin is broken. It needs to be fixed. And I
yes.
don't care how they fix it. I don't care if it's SegWit 2, user-activated software.
I'm agnostic to it as well.
I don't care.
Just do something.
Right.
And that's the other thing. The other side of this is the people who are doing nothing. So there's the
right.
people who are wanting to do something, but they disagree on what. And then there's the people who are just like, I like these $3 fees. I'm just going to keep on mining as is.
And
so it's going to go on
it,
forever.
And if they don't fix it, something else is going to take the place of Bitcoin.
And
Bitcoin,
they're already nipping at their heels.
Dash is doing incredible. I mean, I hold a lot of Dash. Ether is doing
Ether's really
well.
Close to eclipsing Bitcoin in its market cap. So,
Absolutely. So
they came up with this agreement to go
yes.
with the SegWit 2X, the 83% of the mining capacity, and it's the miners that really matter as far as
Correct.
How the future of Bitcoin is concerned.
And if they're announcing today,
and the big deal, the big news,
that 70% of the mining hash rate is signaling for SegWit 2X,
yeah.
then I think, hopefully, this should wind up putting a lot of the,
it's gonna put the controversy
user-activated soft fork people, you know, to sleep and be like, oh, well, you know, this thing's going to wind up happening, so our soft fork is a, you know, it's going to be useless and meaningless.
And they're shooting for 80%. Is that
83%? Yeah,
80%. The miners that were at the meeting made up 83% of
the
hash
rate. Well, I knew that the original SegWit required 99% to
95,
yeah. Okay, to signal SegWit. So I'm obviously glad that that's much lower now.
Yeah, I'm still not clear on exactly who sets those percentages and how that
sure.
That works.
My understanding is it's whoever writes the proposal. You, in
I
theory,
see.
Could write a proposal at 5%, then X.
But then you would have no mining capacity behind your protocol, and it would fail. So, yeah, you
right.
got to have...
So you would
so they
wind up creating... You would create one of these soft forks.
You'd create
things,
another Bitcoin.
But then the new little fork just doesn't go anywhere.
Because there's nobody backing it, or
right.
not very many people backing it, so it would take forever to solve the mining problems and release the new Bitcoins and
Correct.
Put things into blocks. So that's why they need the majority, or the supermajority, preferably, of the miners, because then there's virtually no way that they can be challenged with what they call a 51% attack, which
right.
was what the so-called user-activated soft fork was going to be, which is this deadline for August 1st that these angry users created. They said, well, on August 1st, we're going to start rejecting any blocks that are mined by any miners that don't support SegWit. And so the idea is that the users of Bitcoin, the nodes, as they're called, these full nodes. So there's the miners, and then there's the full nodes. The full nodes are part of the validation process or the confirmation process for Bitcoin. And so these user-activated software people are saying, well, we're going to stop validating any blocks that don't, aren't SegWit compatible, aren't signaling for SegWit on August 1st. And that could result in all kinds of like chaos within the Bitcoin community. It could result in multiple Bitcoins sort of forking off from that. It could be more than two, which would be terrible. Right. Yeah. And so there's a big question mark as to what's going to happen on August 1st. So it's interesting that this SegWit2x proposal looks like it may be coming to fruition before August 1st. And that's kind of the point you're making here, Daryl W. Perry. We can continue with this because we got a news story about it, and that might reveal a little bit more from news.bitcoin.com. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, live at Rogers, or recording live at Rogers Campground.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and if you listen carefully, you might be able to hear the wind blowing in the background. You might be able to hear the sound of an engine rolling by as we record these
birds
segments.
Birds chirping. I've not heard birds chirping, but you might hear birds chirping.
You'd have to listen with headphones on, I think, to hear a lot of the stuff in the background. But we really are here. We really are outdoors recording on. It's heated up a little bit today, but what is generally
still a beautiful day.
A nice day here in northern New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. You go to rogerscampground.com. Still definitely not too late if you wanted to come up and experience the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up later on this week. It's a week-long multiple festival thing that's been happening here. It started Friday real slow. Started real slow with just a core small group that had shown up on Friday for Somalia Fest. And then Mark Edge here from Free Talk Live decided he wanted to do Shire Fest. And Shire Dude seemed to appreciate that idea. So that seemed to kind of take off a little bit. So now it's Shire Fest and Somalia Fest. And we've had a lot of fun hanging out with the libertarians and the voluntarists.
Whatever you call them, it's been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. And you know, we haven't had a single speechification. There hasn't been anybody on a, you know, besides us sitting here on a microphone doing a show, there's been nobody on a stage talking to an audience. That has not been a component of this. Now, it could be.
And there'll be plenty of that later in the week, too.
Yes,
so.
Yeah. But you're right. Just as far as Somalia Fest and Shire Fest are concerned, that hasn't been a component. But if somebody wanted to come set up a stage and a microphone and start having, you know, an open mic or scheduled speeches, you could do that. Somalia Fest, Shire Fest, these are decentralized events. So if you feel like there's something missing, you got to fill that gap. You've got to be the one who steps up and, you know, do what it takes to make that happen. And that's true as you know, as a statement for the larger liberty movement here. There's some people who are like, well, I don't know about moving to blankety blank New Hampshire because, you know, what if there's not things there that I want to do? Well,
then
okay,
do it.
Then create that thing. Go ahead.
Or don't move to that town.
Right.
Oh, you want to live in a town with an art museum? Don't move to a town that doesn't have an art museum.
Sure, but there are still some things that New Hampshire doesn't have. You know, New Hampshire is a small place, and you can make things here. You know, you can create a dance club. You can create, you know, a newspaper. You can create whatever. You know, whatever it is that you think needs to happen here. Maybe it's already happening, and then you can just plug yourself into it.
Well, and we have Free State Project participants right now that are building a cider bar in one town.
We've
some that are building a jazz club in the North Country.
And there's already Area 23 in Concord, which is already a microbrew, or it was. It's now just like a bar, and it's great. And there's a Bitcoin vending machine in there and everything.
Create
and
what you want.
Yeah, exactly. But those are the kind of people that we really want to attract here. Now, obviously, you're always going to get the people who want to plug into something, and that's fine. Too. I mean, you're still welcome to come join us. We still need the people who are going to come to an event and hold a sign or write a letter to the editor or you know, show up and vote. But we do need the doers. We need the creators. We need the instigators. The people who are going to get out there and see a need in the marketplace of ideas and create that thing.
Absolutely.
So come on up, join this movement. It's incredible. And one of the most amazing aspects about this Liberty community up here is the interest that that I would say most activists have in cryptocurrency.
Yes.
It's huge. It's become, I mean, New Hampshire's kind of like the home for cryptocurrency activism. I mean, we've had so much success here with just this year, the Bitcoin Protection Bill passed. The governor signed that, HB 436, which basically protects from regulation any businesses that are doing business with exchanging cryptocurrencies or transmitting cryptocurrencies. They don't have to register as a money transmitter or jump through banking regulations if they're exclusive cryptocurrency.
Right. That's my reading of it, is if they're exclusive in crypto, then they're exempt from the regulation.
And that should create a boom here for cryptocurrency industry.
Should.
Yep. It's certainly good news, and it's going to counteract the bad news that had come out back in 2015 when there was a bill that added cryptocurrency to the money transmitter statute. So this basically undid that and then went a step further by actually adding a specific protection from regulation for those businesses.
It did not remove the word virtual currency from the regulation that got added in 2015. It just added an exception.
Right. So they can still use the term in their statutes, but it's not regulated, basically, at this point.
If there's cash involved, I believe it is.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. Crypto only. If you're exchanging crypto.
If they would have removed virtual currency from the statute that got added in 2015, then there would not necessarily be any need for this new bill that says...
Right.
And anybody that's completely in crypto is exempt.
Well, I happen to be good friends with a lobbyist in New Hampshire that could probably do something about that next year. What do you think?
I've been working on it since 2015.
And that's Liberty Lobby.
Liberty Lobby. That's Daryl's thing, libertylobby.info. And you basically wrapped up your first legislative season here because you're no longer having hearings, but that doesn't mean you're done with your work, Daryl W.
Correct.
You're still cranking away. You're going to be focusing on elections, I imagine, pretty soon. Local elections, perhaps.
Not really going to do anything for municipal elections.
As Liberty Lobby, but you yourself might actually run for an office. You've been known to in the past. You ran for mayor of Keene at one point.
Yeah, I don't have
debates.
Any plans to.
You hold debates.
I do plan on organizing a debate between mayoral candidates in the city of Keene.
So there you go. That could be sponsored by Liberty Lobby.
Could be, yes.
And, well, anyway, then later on in the year, they'll be filing bills, and I'm sure you're going to be cranking
I'm already working with some state reps on ideas for bills because those need filed in September, and it's good to have all of the details fleshed out well before you go to legislative service to file.
Are you working with any of the libertarian state reps to put some bills forward?
I actually am, yes.
Okay.
Where is Caleb Dyer? Has he not shown up here yet?
He's coming later in the week.
Okay, all right. By the way, speaking of the digital currency community, we were talking about Bitcoin and the future of Bitcoin and how, it's kind of in question. And there are these alternatives. You mentioned Dash, Roger, is something that you've been using. And Dash is actually a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. And this is one of the things I think is really special about Dash and what sets it apart, because there's a zillion of these other cryptocurrencies out there. How do you pick a winner? How do you know what's going to be a success? You don't. But, there are certain factors that you can look at that might be indicators of potential success.
And it's no more risk than playing the stock market, for example. I mean,
sure.
It's the same kind of risk. I mean, you can lose your shirt just as much as you can.
Invest what you can't afford to lose.
Absolutely.
And Dash, I think, is exciting because they're marketing themselves as digital cash. That's what Dash means. And that means that they are putting themselves squarely in that world of, we want people to use this for the day-to-day transactions. That's
and you can, which is the difference between Dash and Bitcoin.
Right now it is. Bitcoin didn't used to be like that,
exactly.
But it is now. And so hopefully Bitcoin will fix itself. But if not, Dash is one of those currencies that is nipping at its heels, and it's fast. Dash is, even if Bitcoin were cheaper, Dash would still be faster.
It would be, yeah.
And fees are low with Dash. The transactions can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And you can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. One of the smartest things about Dash that I can see is that they have this built-in promotional campaign going
on
where they're taking 10% of the mining reward. So normally in like Bitcoin or these other cryptos, the miners get the portion of the Bitcoins or Dash or whatever that are mined into existence. They get them all. But with Dash, 10% of them goes into this kitty, this sort of community chest, where the Dash masternodes, the people with the biggest investments in Dash as a currency, can vote on what to do with that 10%.
Right.
And people make proposals. So Free Talk Live or Joel Valenzuela, who's big with Dash, has been making proposals. Our old buddy Pete from Cop Block is working with Dash now, helping promote with a Dash news service. So they come to the Dashers and they make these proposals saying, oh, well, we'll do X, Y, and Z in return for this amount of Dash, and we'll help promote Dash. And they're saying yes to a lot of those things.
Well, that's one of the reasons.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live in moments from Rogers Campground.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Shire Fest and Somalia Fest 2017 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You ought to be here. If you're not here yet, well, you can come up for Pork Fest, which starts on Wednesday, and there's probably going to be an equally cool crowd. Well, maybe with a few whiny people at Pork Fest, but you know, besides that, it'll be a good time. You can stay away from the people you don't like, because there's usually plenty of people at Pork Fest.
It's a big campground.
Yeah, you can be choosy about that kind of thing. With you here tonight, when depending on when you're listening to this, it's Ian,
Roger,
and Daryl.
We've been talking about cryptocurrency, and I was mentioning, you know, Dash earlier. They are a sponsor of the show, and talking about how they put 10% of their Dash that is mined into this kind of community chest, and then they vote on proposals to promote Dash. And I just wanted to give a couple examples of how that's worked out. Obviously, it's worked for, you know, people like Pete Ayer, who are now promoting Dash with a news segment that they've been doing. Joel Valenzuela made proposals, but they're also on the technical end of things. So it's not just the publicity side of things. On the technical end, there was just today or yesterday an announcement from one of the Bitcoin vending machine sort of vendor, I guess vendor's not the right word, support companies sort of helps Bitcoin vending machines in the background reorder more cryptocurrency to replace what people buy. It's a service called Reload. And they had been Bitcoin only until yesterday. And guess what crypto they've added?
Dash.
They've added Dash.
Nice.
And the reason why they added Dash was because the Dashers paid them
right.
to.
Well, and that's the great thing about Dash is you've got that development fund that no other cryptocurrency does. Monero is a great currency.
Yep.
Zcash is a great currency, but they don't have that development fund behind them, and that's why
that's
so bullish on Dash.
That's hurting them. And who knows? You know, Dash is like number 9 or 8 or something like that. It's not the most valuable of them, but I think it's got a lot of potential for the future. And I don't just say that because they're a sponsor of the show.
Well, my thing with Dash is that, you know, they have the concept of making it the digital cash that your grandmother can use. And that's what's going to happen. Right. That's what's going to have to happen if you're going to have mass adoption. And I think that because of the development money that they have behind it, because of that 10% money reward, I think that they're the only cryptocurrency that has the opportunity to actually make that happen.
And they're one of the few that actually has an Android app.
Right.
A working Android app. And again, this is still early on. I think they've got some major thing called Dash Evolution in the future, which is going to mean something different for ease of use. But I haven't really honestly looked that close into that because I think right now there's a lot of potential for Dash. And I can say this, that I saw a demo of something that I'm not free to say what it is at this campground by somebody who we've interviewed in the last few days, who's an amazing programmer who has made something that is going to be a big deal in the Dash world.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this.
That's all I can say right now.
Game changer.
Big-time game changer, especially for New Hampshire.
So I'm apparently the only one at this table that doesn't know about this.
We'll see if we can drag him over here if we spot him walking by, and we'll get you a demo for it, because he swore us to secrecy, and I don't know if I've already said too much. But, some very exciting things in the future for Dash. So check out Dash.org to learn more about that. But the big news in the Bitcoin world that you brought to us here today, Daryl, is that 70% of the miners, according to news.bitcoin.com, 70% of Bitcoin miners, hash rate, is behind this SegWit2x proposal that came out, was agreed upon by supposedly 83% of the hash rate of the miners, and now they already have 70% behind it. The news article goes into the names of these mining pools, that are behind this proposal: Bitfury, Antpool, Bitcoin.com. These are some of the big ones. Via BTC. These are all, they're getting on board with this. Now, I'm not enough of a technical wizard in Bitcoin to really understand why, if they have 70% of the hash rate, is what they're saying here, why are they showing a graph that shows 25% of the blocks signaling for the SegWit2x? If 70% of the hash rate is behind this, how come they're only getting 25% of the blocks?
That's a great question, and I'm not a technical person as far as the cryptocurrency goes.
And I'd have to look at the chart and see what data is in the chart to see exactly what, 25% over what period.
This is like within the last 24 hours, I think. This is not a very long period of time. So it's gone up. It's gone from 0 to 25%. So maybe it'll be a lot more in the next 24 hours.
Right.
Maybe it'll be
So did the chart come out the second
it was
announced that 70% of the mining hash rate?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. But the story here says that a Reddit public service announcement, according to news.bitcoin.com, the Reddit public service announcement details how SegWit2x will actually work, gives a great explanation of the entire process, which I haven't read yet. Essentially, if the enough hash rate continues to support SegWit2x and it reaches 80% over 336 block signaling period, that will lock in segregated witness. The protocol will then activate after another 336 blocks for those running the SegWit2x implementations. The Reddit thread also explains how the following hard fork after SegWit will be implemented on the main network. So it sounds like they know what they're talking about here.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see that something has finally happened, because something has got to give.
It has been for way too long.
I mean, day-to-day usage of Bitcoin is, it's for everyday purchases, is darn near impossible to do, and that's a shame, because Bitcoin started this whole process. But at this point, I don't own any Bitcoin, because it's unusable for day-to-day purchases.
I've actually got, you had mentioned the lobbyist firm earlier, I've actually got one of the regular contributors that has switched over to Dash from Bitcoin.
Well, it's a shame,
because
though,
he said, I'm not going to pay these fees
to
send you $10
fees
a month.
It's like a tax.
Sure. It is.
It's like a Bitcoin
exactly
tax.
That's right.
So a little bit more here. Jeff Garzik, who's one of the Bitcoin developers, said, this might be a Twitter quote, very close on 2 megabyte hard fork activation. The prediction is that miners will activate rapidly. Therefore, then he gets technical. He says then plus 3 months is the fallback safety measure in case activation is slower than predicted. But it sounds like if they've already got 70% on board and they're saying they're going to have 83%, if they're this quick with the 70%, maybe we're going to see the full 80% within the next week.
Right.
And, you know, it could just be a thing of time zones preventing the other 13%. Yeah, because some of these companies that agreed to the consensus are based in China. Other ones are based in Europe. Others are based in North America. Yeah.
On forums and social media, there are quite a bit of people within the Bitcoin community on both sides of the debate who agree with this SegWit2x plan. But on the other hand, there are those who vehemently disagree with this type of compromise. It does seem that a vast majority of the mining pools and many Bitcoin-centric businesses are moving forward with SegWit2x despite forum commentary. So the big threat was that these user-activated soft fork people on August 1st, that they have these secret miners that are hiding right now and that they're going to come out on August 1st and show their true strength and engage in this soft fork and split
Bitcoin.
Okay,
so the secret miners are part of the 30% that have not yet signaled for SegWit2x.
Yeah,
that's just certainly possible, I guess, but I'm not sure that
I have. I highly doubt that there's mining farms that would in any way rival the 70 to 80% that are already on board with SegWit2x that are all of a sudden going to come online on August 1st, which is what they would have us believe.
Either that or, you know, like 5% of the consensus people are just, you know, like secretly in league
fakers
with the activated soft fork people so that they can, you know, like pull a switcheroo.
Yeah, I mean, these are big players who've come to this consensus. These are the big mining pools that we mentioned a few of earlier. But not just them, a lot of the Bitcoin support networks, the merchant providers, the, you know, Coinbases and the BitPays of the world. I mean, I don't know exactly who it was, but I saw a long list and there were a lot of companies.
Right, it was most of the major
players.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, good news. It sounds like things are going in the right direction for Bitcoin, but
yay,
we're going to keep our eye on this as it develops because it's a day-to-day thing. I mean, this situation changes every 24 hours.
And the question is, though, is it too little too late? Has Bitcoin already lost enough market share that they're not going to be the top dog in the fight anymore?
That's a great question.
I think they'll remain the top dog, but they're not going to be, you know, a ginormous dog versus a little tiny.
I don't know, though.
Dog.
I mean, Ether is catching up to their market share every single day. I fully expect Ether to bypass their market share any time now.
Well, there are people who are calling for the flippening, as it has termed, where they are hoping that Ethereum, which is right now the number 2 largest and most successful cryptocurrency, right now, according to flippening.watch, the website that's been keeping track of the score, if you will, Ethereum is at 81% of Bitcoin's market cap, so it's getting darn close to eclipsing it. It is 106% of its transactions, so there have been more Ethereum transactions in the last 24 hours than Bitcoin.
That's big.
52% of its trading volume at the moment. Its mining reward is more than twice, 215%. So the miners, there's more of an incentive to mine Ether because you get a bigger reward.
And that's the key.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Rogers Campground for Shirefest and Somalia Fest 2017. The weather is just a beautiful day today. It's gotten a little bit more overcast, but that just means it's a little bit nicer because the breeze.
And a little bit cooler, yeah.
Yeah, a little cooler. Breeze is blowing. We're outdoors at the Lava Flow Podcast Studio here.
The mobile studio.
which I'm happy to be in for the first time. I've never been in the Lava Flow studios before, but and this is your first time co-hosting Free Talk Live.
It is, yeah. Roger. I'm very excited.
And so I'm Ian Freeman. That's Roger Paxton. We've been talking with interesting folks who are here at these festivals for the weekend, and I've been here since Friday. It's been just a blast hanging out with all kinds of great liberty-oriented people, including some new movers. We had another guy on who is the newest mover.
He literally
just moved
yesterday.
So you guys just got knocked out. Patrick Binder is here. You guys were the newest movers before Britain showed up,
right.
I think. You and your wife and family arrived when? How long ago in New Hampshire?
We got in on Friday. So we've been here for a few days, and I didn't realize anyone beat me just yet. I was surprised because we went by that place, and some people were, everyone knew me because I've been posting, like, coming across the country, and I didn't realize people were following me at all.
Yeah, so it happened to us too.
Hey, you just traveled across the country, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, I did. I didn't realize that you were paying attention. Anyone was paying attention to that. So it was a fun trip. We went all the way from San Diego to here.
And you guys
took
your time to get here, too.
No, I didn't think so.
Oh, okay.
How long?
Oh, I thought you were kind of seeing the scenery a little bit.
No, so... We left San Diego, Southern California, sold our house over a year ago. Mm-hmm. We spent 5 months traveling the U.S.
You guys went down to South America.
Yeah, and then we went down and lived in León, Nicaragua for a few months. And when we ended up finally coming here, we're like, you know what? We've already done a lot of sightseeing in the last 15 months or so. Let's just get there. So we skipped all the sites. We stopped and saw some family and friends.
And
that was, we took like 4 break days. And then the rest of it was all driving. And that was like, you know, 6 or 7 hours a day of driving.
Welcome home.
You're going slow with the trailer.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, it's fun to be here. It's nice.
I know that the first time you really kind of popped up on my radar was when you registered over at the Shire Society forums at forum.shiresociety.com. But I had heard of your website before. You're the guy who made liberty.menu.
Yeah, back in 2013. I think we ended up launching the first version of the site here at Porkfest in 2014.
Okay.
And we were able to get a lot. It was a beta. We labeled it a beta, and we were able to get a few thousand users and a few hundred listings over the years. But I learned a lot. I had never done anything in WordPress before then.
And what was the goal of liberty.menu? What is the purpose of the site?
So it's a directory, plain and simple. Is the most important core feature is that it's a directory of Liberty businesses and events. And I wanted to build it because when I first got into the Liberty scene, and I was like, all right, I want to, like, you know, surround myself by this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, go to the festivals, go to the conferences, go shop at people's businesses. I didn't find anything to do that, and so I decided to make it.
You made it.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, right?
A few months later, I had a product, or I had a partner and a product, and we ran that beta for a few years and left it up but stopped developing it over a year ago. And then when I was in León, Nicaragua, I was working on another business venture, business idea, and had some extra time on my hand and realized I was going to be in one place for a few months and I might actually be able to get some work done on some of the ideas I'd come up with over the years. And so started implementing it, and now I'm here at Porkfest again a few years later, 3 years later, trying to launch it again.
Awesome.
And it looks beautiful, by the way, so definitely go to liberty.menu on the interwebs.
That's what I was doing, actually, a moment ago. I pulled it up because I knew that you had just relaunched it not too long ago.
We went live a few weeks ago, but I only told a few people about it, wanted to get some personal feedback, and then, you know, come here and really try to get people on it.
Yeah, I jumped over on the site and went ahead and registered. Really easy registration process, quick, straightforward, quick email verification, and you're into the site. And Daryl was showing me last night how simple it is to put a listing up. There are free listings,
right.
So you can pay for a listing and get some perks, I would imagine, but you can also throw something up on this map, a literal map of the whole globe.
The base map has no state lines whatsoever, so that's
beautiful.
Intentional. and it will show the whole world, any listing around the world. There's place categories, digital categories, or more like music or movies.
How many businesses are on it right now?
Not many.
Okay.
So we just launched.
Yeah,
so Daryl posted some the other day. Yeah, exactly. Maybe a dozen. It's crowdsourced. So we're hoping to get everyone on here listing their own businesses, but also listing other people's businesses. And so
y'all should be able to get it to blow up by the end of Porkfest, right?
Yeah, I hope so. To incentivize that, I added a gamification this time.
Yeah.
So there's a point system.
Yeah, I see the points
and
here.
You can rack up points for adding listings. You get badges and bonus points when you add like 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 listings. I'm also giving away one-time-only badges here at Somalia Fest and at Porkfest.
Looks like Daryl is actually beating you.
Daryl just passed me this morning, as he passed everyone this morning.
Well, I've still got some podcast to add to it. I've got Lava Flow in there, but I've got more to add, so I might pass everybody here this afternoon.
All right. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool, man.
I also didn't want to be in the lead. You know, I have the whole previous database I could go through. I'm trying to encourage people to, you know, list their own businesses as much as possible and claim them, because when you list your own, or if someone else has listed your business, you can claim it, and then you can control the content.
Right.
Yeah.
Make sure it's got your phone number, your email, all that stuff. You can also import from Facebook or Yelp. So if you have a business already on Facebook and Yelp, it makes the process seconds, not a minute or two.
So you said there's like a digital category. So I, as the executive producer for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, could add that to this?
Exactly.
And then where can I, like, put the point in New Hampshire anyway?
Yes. Okay. So you can. Exactly. So that's kind of a category that's meant to not necessarily have addresses.
Yeah.
But you can include them.
Okay,
so if I was looking for, say, your production company, you'd want to have that be a place listing that's in New Hampshire. But a digital listing like a movie, anyone's going to watch that anywhere around the world. They can see it's from New Hampshire, but it's in the movie category.
Excellent.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the things I want to fill up quickly. I'm really into like the music scene here.
Oh,
so I have a YouTube playlist for movies and music. And so I got Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on there, 101 Reasons, and a few other Liberty films.
Awesome.
And then a whole bunch of Liberty music all on, so you go to Liberty Menu's channel on YouTube, and it's a liberty.music playlist, and there's a bunch of music I find. And I want to get all that on Liberty Menu soon, because I think
The culture that's around this Liberty scene is really fun. And it gets me pumped.
That's why we're here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like the festivals, the music, it always gets me pumped to do more of this.
Right, and now you're here, and you made the move, and brought the whole family up with you. You've kind of getting settled in. You're in an RV, is that right?
Yeah, we bought a 22-foot trailer just like 3 weeks ago, and then drove it across the country. It did perfectly. And
that's exciting.
We're going to be living out of that for a few months.
Trying to find a place to settle in a little bit further.
Sometime before winter. Right?
Good plan.
Sometime before winter, we're going to get out of the RV.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be in an RV during the winter, from what I'm told. I've never tried it. Don't want to.
I never will. Yeah. No.
Daryl lives in his not-a-bus, and he is hardcore.
He is brave. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he's got to put heating packs in his sleeping bag every
like
night.
Hot blankets? Like heating blankets?
Heating. There's like these...
I used to have to do that when I was backpacking.
They're electric, actually.
Yeah, I mean, when I was backpacking, of course, in the South, it's very difficult to backpack in the summer, so you do it in the winter where it's cooler and you have the bugs, but then you have to put stuff like that in your sleeping bag. I couldn't imagine doing that
every night. Every night during the wintertime, yeah.
That's rough.
Not my lifestyle.
The RV's pretty nice, and it packs up easy, and you know, it's fun to have it here. It's a different pork fest living in an RV.
So obviously you're working hard on Liberty.menu, but what is it that, you know, what besides the community that you obviously know is great here, what attracted you to New Hampshire? What was it about it?
I mean, I'm a forest to mountain guy, so like we drove through Texas, and it's flat, and I got creeped out. I looked at Mario.
It's almost depressing, right?
It's depressing. It was
huge, too.
All it was flat with fields of grains growing and then these giant wind turbines going.
Right.
And we passed this wind turbine that's just seized up and on fire. And I'm just like, wow.
This place sucks.
Yeah, no kidding. Out of Texas.
It was a cool sight to see one on fire.
It looked awesome.
Yeah. Well, then the part of Arkansas I lived in was very flat, too. It was the Delta area right there across from Memphis, Tennessee, and that flatness drove me crazy. And that's why I went to the other side of Arkansas to backpack, because that's where the hills and the mountains are.
Yeah.
I can't stand the flatness either. So it's great to be in New Hampshire.
Well, yeah,
so
the flatness, I mean, I lived in Florida my whole life, and it's super flat. I mean, there's not even a hill.
Or swampy, which is even worse.
Well, in the part of Florida I was in, there was no swamp. It was just we were on the West Coast. So you're basically, it's fake Florida. It's like, you know, New York South, basically. When you grow up somewhere, you don't really know what other places are like.
That's
and
right.
So coming up here was a big change in a lot of ways, in a lot of good ways, too. I remember going back after 6 years. It took me 6 years to go back to Florida for a visit after I moved here because I had no reason to. I mean, my parents are down there, but they could come here if they wanted. So I finally went back, you know, visited them. And the first thing I noticed when I went back there was how many cops there were.
Oh, yeah.
They were everywhere.
Absolutely.
I mean, I am not exaggerating. It seemed like every intersection, at some part of the intersection, there was a cruiser. And then as I'm driving down one road, there's a huge billboard on the side of the road that Police Association endorses this candidate for. I mean, you don't see stuff like that around
when
here.
When you live like that every day, you don't notice it. But going back to it, absolutely. It's very strange.
And the red light cameras were everywhere. Yes. And we don't have those up here. And
thank
it's just
goodness.
Like such a contrast of just so obvious.
Yeah, that's part of it. I'm from the Southwest, and the border control there in the Southwest is just out of control.
Brutal.
So we drove from San Diego.
Checkpoints.
Yeah. So we drove from San Diego and stayed south along the border until New Mexico, and then started heading north. And we had to go through two checkpoints, and we saw dozens of others that were like going the other way. And yeah, they're just. I mean, I hate them so much. I was like, well, we got to get away from the border, man.
Absolutely.
The anxiety I get when I see these border patrol guys, and then there's no point in the freeway. You drive down, you don't see a guy stopped on the side of the freeway or drive along next to you, the big
hassle.
Old border patrol. It's a border patrol truck.
Yeah.
And then they got these imagine those roadside signs that are lit up, you know, they looks like a little trailer, but instead of having a roadside sign, it's got about 20 cameras at all different angles.
We're going to continue this. Stand by at
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.